You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Each week, we bring you the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Putting those together for you is my remit here on Intelligent Medicine. And you can be part of the conversation by calling 877-726-8255. Coming up, we're going to talk about some of the unanticipated potential side effects of all those popular weight loss drugs, the semaglutides, Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Zepbound, etc. But first, this recorded question from one of our listeners. Let's hear it.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm a 50-year-old woman. I've got two children, 13 and 18. I'm very active and I work, and I've always encouraged and promoted healthy eating in the house. Pretty much we follow a paleo diet, and unfortunately I've just found out I've got atherosclerosis in the left arm, and I've also got, with that as a consequence, very low blood pressure, have relatively high blood pressure in the right arm, and I'm just really gutted and I'm actually quite scared. I don't want to be taking the statins. I've reduced cholesterol, which is, I don't think, excessively high at 6.5. I've reduced that down now to 5 point something using plant sterols, but I'm very concerned about what else I can be doing for my health. The unequal blood pressures probably is what troubles me the most. I would really welcome any sort of advice or a direction plan.
Okay, so this listener is obviously a Brit, and so when she says that her cholesterol is 6.5, somebody might say, oh my goodness, that's like vanishingly low cholesterol, but that's using the metric system. The 6.5 UK style, or Canadian style, I think they may use that over there as well, converts to approximately 250 stateside in U.S. numbers. Okay, so here, this is an interesting thing. It's the phenomenon of difference in blood pressure between arms, okay? And for that reason, it is suggested that when you get your blood pressure checked, at least once in a while, you should get it checked in one arm and then the other arm, okay? And that's sometimes what I do. If I get like a weird blood pressure reading on one arm, I'll check the other. But it's not like, oh, fine, you know, I want to use the better result. If there is a big discrepancy, it suggests that there may be a problem. And here's a study. It's actually done in England at the University of Exeter. They did a meta-analysis of all the available research on this phenomenon of disparity from arm to arm, looking at 54,000 people from all over the world. And currently, there's a guideline that states that if there's a 15-point difference between the systolic from side to side, that's a concern. Because what it might mean is that maybe there's a narrowing or stiffening of the arteries, which is suggestive of the risk of a heart attack or stroke. I mean, if it's happening in your arm arteries, maybe that's a portent that your heart arteries or your carotid arteries are also afflicted. But this study suggests that the threshold should be lowered to just 10 difference from arm to arm, which might be indicative of additional risk of atherosclerosis. But on the other hand, it is not definitive that the difference means you have plaque in the arteries in your arms. There might be other reasons. There might be reasons related to your nerves. The nerve outlets in the neck determine circulation to your hands and feet. I mean, in your hands and arms. The nerve outlets in your lower spine relate to circulatory differences in your legs from one side to the other. So it's not clear that this is a portent that you have atherosclerosis or blockage or narrowing. And so I wouldn't necessarily go with that impression and say, oh my goodness, my cholesterol's high, I must lower it. What supplement shall I take? I would get, you know, as I mentioned last hour, I think imaging is much more definitive in terms of establishing risk for cardiovascular disease. And now we have coronary artery calcium scans. And, you know, because of, you know, if you're in the UK, maybe that's not available to the general public. Maybe you have to pay cash on the barrel head and it's not covered by the National Health Service. Even better is a coronary angiogram by CT, which can identify both hard and soft plaque. And then we can find out if indeed cholesterol is a problem. Because, as I mentioned, some people with relatively high LDL cholesterol are free of atherosclerosis. And just because there's a difference in your blood pressure from one side to the other, it's a warning sign. It's a yellow light caution that you might indeed have some atherosclerosis. But by no means is it diagnostic or definitive that indeed you have plaque throughout your circulatory system. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, so let's talk about some of these new weight loss drugs and concerns. You know, they're fantastic because they seem to work to get people to lose a lot of weight. Losing a lot of weight is associated with protection for cardiovascular disease. Originally, they were intended for diabetes, and they certainly can improve blood sugar. So congratulations, Big Pharma, we're coming up with the holy grail of scientific research on dealing with weight. On the other hand, there were some concerns, and one of those concerns was aired recently in The Lancet, one of the world's most widely cited and most widely read medical journals. It's a commentary that expresses concern that muscle loss as measured by decreases in fat-free mass. So, you know, say you lose 15 pounds. Well, you got to see what the before and after is in terms of your fat-free mass or your lean mass. And your lean mass is mostly muscle, although some of it is associated with connective tissue and internal organs. But decreases in fat-free mass can account for 25 to 39% of total weight loss over a period of 36 to 72 weeks. And they say that this rate of muscle decline is significantly higher than what is typically observed with non-pharmacological caloric restriction, aka dieting, or normal aging. Even normal aging, yeah, you're going to have sarcopenia, loss of lean muscle. You need to fight against that by consuming more protein and doing more resistance exercise. But it's an inevitable process that ultimately leads towards weakness and frailty and also to metabolic problems. Because when you lose muscle, muscle is an important hedge against insulin resistance. The more muscle you have, the less likely you are to have fluctuations in blood sugar. Also, the more muscle you have, there's all kinds of important metabolic effects of muscle. The less you have, the more prone you are to inflammation. So they say that this could lead to unintended negative health consequences. Right? We knew that. We knew that. So for folks who are on these weight loss drugs, it's imperative that they get adequate protein because they're going to have decreased appetite. So they say, well, I don't want to, you know, they're pushing the food around the plate. You know, I'll just have a little bit of rice or I'll have a salad. No, you need protein because if you deny your body adequate protein, you're going to lose more muscle. You also need to engage in resistance training. And resistance training will accelerate the weight loss, will also attenuate your appetite. I find that after a bout of exercise, I just lose my appetite for a while. But also will help to preserve your muscle in the face of this rapid weight loss. Okay, this item is of concern, though. There's a condition called NAION. That's an acronym for non-arteritic anterior ischemic optic neuropathy. And you probably haven't heard of it, right? NAION. But NAION is the second most common form of optic neuropathy and a significant cause of blindness among adults. And it's particularly associated with overweight and insulin resistance. So you might think, okay, great, take these semaglutide drugs and you'll be less prone to it. Well, it turns out au contraire. According to a new study that shows a higher risk of NAION in patients prescribed semaglutide. Well, you might say, well, those patients are overweight, they're fat, they have insulin resistance, so of course they have a higher risk. No, they compared them to patients of similar characteristics who were prescribed other medications for diabetes or obesity. And they found a disturbing trend because there was actually a significantly higher risk of NAION for patients prescribed a semaglutide. The risk was, sevenfold, according to this study, 7 to 8-fold higher risk. So they're going to have to do some careful monitoring to see if for some, they don't know why this is. You kind of counterintuitive. You think, oh, you lose weight, you know, you improve your blood sugar, you have less NAION, but something about the intrinsic action of these medications may be associated with this form of vision loss, for which there are no good treatments. I mean, they use some treatments to kind of patch up the eye. But once you have NAION, you can have irretrievable vision loss. So this is a concern. And we'll keep an eye, excuse the pun, on this potentially disturbing trend. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
It takes guts to get through this political season. To keep your gut and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote today for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. A superior probiotic formula, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of Urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And we have time for a recorded question. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. My husband is an athlete with very normal weight, and we eat pretty healthy, very low carb. He had heaviness in his chest only two times while running uphill. His calcium score is 121, and the cardiologist said the blockage was all in one lower artery. And he was given various tests, CT, angiogram, echocardiogram, and lastly, a nuclear test, which he passed with no pain at the highest level the machine could go. So one cardiologist said he could take red yeast rice and plant sterols. The second cardiologist wants him to immediately take 5 milligrams of statin because he does not want to see blockage get worse and wants to lower my husband's LDL from 109 to 70. This is a really difficult decision. Can you help us try to make
sure.
a decision? Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, and then I get called upon to do second opinions like this all the time. And, you know, the reason being is because I'm, you know, kind of, I espouse intelligent medicine, the best of both worlds. And I don't think it's a difficult decision. I think you should do an all of the above approach. So let's explain what's going on here. This is a guy who experienced chest pressure on running, which I got to admit, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm going real hard, you know, climbing a hill on my bike and, you know, I'm huffing and puffing and I got a little, you know, sensation of breathlessness. And I, you know, when I was 35, you know, I could dismiss it as, you know, I'm just really gassed. But you have to pay attention to these symptoms when you're older. Could it really be something? So get checked out. He was found to have a calcium score of 100 and something. Now, that does not necessarily mean blockage. They throw this term around, blockage. It just means that there's some calcium there. And that type of test is incapable of pointing out whether there's blockage. The only test that really can determine that is a coronary angiogram, which he underwent. I don't know what the results of that were, whether that showed a true blockage. But my hunch is that he may not have blockage. The reason being is that he went all out on a nuclear stress test, and there were no changes. So that suggests that what he experienced while running or whatever he's doing, exerting himself uphill, was not a symptom of blockage. It was just that he was gassed. He was out of breath. You know, maybe he's a little older. Maybe this is not, you know, this presents an extraordinary challenge for him. But notwithstanding, he does have a plaque score. And I think that's a relatively low plaque score, but it's not to be ignored. It probably should be treated with a statin and or medication to lower cholesterol. And he should do all the other things that are important. He should be taking, you know, things that are helpful for lowering cardiovascular risk, like aged garlic extract, like vitamin K, like adequate fish oil, using things like pycnogenol or grapeseed extract to enhance circulation, and so on. So these are not mutually exclusive things. And when you take a statin, of course, you need coenzyme Q10. So the answer is, taking all of the above approach, this is not such a dire situation. It just means take some precautions, you know, lock the doors, bolt the windows, you know, turn on your burglar alarm, do the things that are reasonable precautions. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And here's a little reminder about a special offer from our friends at Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. They want you to stay healthy while keeping costs down. And as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, they're offering you coupons and free samples. So just go to kyolic.com/radio and click on Dr. Ronald Hoffman. No purchase necessary. That's kyolic.com/radio for coupons and free samples from Kyolic. All right, there's a little bit of a controversy going on in nutrition land, and it's about a popular electrolyte supplement called LMNT, pronounced element. It's kind of clever. LMNT, element. It is one of the more popular electrolyte packets on the market. And it's it really got a clean-looking website. They disclose the ingredients in element, just 10 calories per serving. It comes in a little stick pack. And it contains all the things that you need, you know, if you're athletic and you sweat. It's geared towards an active audience, 200 milligrams of potassium, 1,000 milligrams of sodium. You know, look, you don't want it. If you're sedentary, you don't want that. But if you're very active and you sweat a lot, great. If you're an athlete, cyclist, runner, etc. And 60 milligrams of magnesium. And it's the ingredients are listed as salt, citric acid, magnesium malate, potassium chloride, along with natural flavor and some stevia extract. So no sugar, right? Okay, this also kind of reveals the rationale for X, formerly known as Twitter, because things can get kind of blowing the whistle on Twitter. And so soon after Element boasted that it didn't have any carbohydrates or sugars, there was a post by a popular low-carb doctor. His name is Dr. Tro, T-R-O. And I follow this stuff because I follow not just politics, but I also follow nutrition on X, where Dr. Tro called out one of Element's co-founders saying, hey, you don't disclose the fact that you got maltodextrin in your product. And so they had to admit there was just a little bit of maltodextrin in there, 4 milligrams. Now, to give you an idea what 4 milligrams is, you know, a lot of the capsules and pills you're taking are 500 milligrams. If you take a gel cap of fish oil, it may be 1,000 milligrams. So 4 milligrams is trivial. Well, okay. In past month or so, it's been revealed that Element contains upwards of 550 milligrams of maltodextrin per capsule. All right. It's a kind of a flavoring agent. It's a thickening agent. Maltodextrin, what is it? It's a chain of glucose molecules chained together. So it's kind of like, you know, halfway between simple sugar and a starch. And so what's the big clamor about? Well, part of it is that it purports to be a no-carbohydrate product. And here's an interesting study about adverse effects of this carbohydrate, maltodextrin. First of all, maltodextrin also is concerning because it has effects on the microbiome. It may according to some studies, create intestinal inflammation. So you don't really want that amount of maltodextrin, even though relatively small, in your electrolyte supplement. And they blame this on a mistake that, you know, they didn't check the formulation, that their supplier of ingredients did not reveal that there is a more substantial amount of maltodextrin in the product, in the raw material, than was disclosed. But it's an embarrassment for the element folks. This study suggests, another study on harmful effects of maltodextrin, sucralose, a common sweetener, in this study did not alter appetite or insulin sensitivity. Okay, so it just gave you a sweet taste. Sucralose, NutraSweet, you know, is not associated with, in this study, with altering appetite or having an impact on insulin. However, when combined with a little bit of maltodextrin, it goes into overdrive. They say these findings indicate that consumption of sucralose in the presence of carbohydrate rapidly impairs glucose metabolism, rapidly, and results in longer-term decreases in brain sensitivity to sweet taste, which makes you more avid for sweets, right? Because the brain, you know, you sense, oh, I've had enough sweets, I can stop now. The combo of sucralose, a non-sugar sweetener, and this carbohydrate can create dysregulation of gut-brain control of glucose metabolism. So this is more than just a minor glitch. This is actually a concern and kind of a black eye for the folks at Element. You know, hopefully they'll rapidly do some damage control, get the maltodextrin out of their electrolyte solution. But it's very popular stuff, especially among young people, and even touted by some high-profile podcasters. Not me. Here's truly excluded. All right. You've heard me say for years that NT-Factor is a breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells, and that includes your immune cells, such as your T-cells and white blood cells. You know, if your muscles are energy-dependent and your brain is energy-dependent and your heart is energy-dependent, so too is your immune system. So it's plausible that NT-Factor can contribute to a more robust and effective immune response, especially when teamed with vitamins C and D. So they now have a product, NT-Factor with vitamin D3 and K2, and you can get a bottle of C1000 with NT-Factor absolutely free. That's a BOGO offer, buy one, get one free. That's a savings of over $26 on those products, that product bundle. Just go to ntfactor.com and activate your immune system with a powerful antioxidant, vitamin C, along with vitamin D, to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamin C and D with NT-Factor at ntfactor.com. All right, this item is very disconcerting. And it has to do with a survey of people who use federally qualified health centers. Now, this is generally for individuals who are not of means, relatively economically disadvantaged individuals, often minorities in areas that are underserved by healthcare. So they go to federally qualified health centers. They looked at individuals who attended these federally qualified health centers and who had no prior diagnosis of cognitive impairment, and they got their primary care at these federally qualified health centers. And they wanted to see what percentage of them had cognitive impairment at age 65 or older. Okay, just 65. I consider 65 relatively young. You know, it's like, oh, to be 65 again. Here's what they found, and it truly is disconcerting. 62% had mild cognitive impairment, MCI. That's the majority already at 65 and older. 12% had full-on dementia. Only 25.5% had no cognitive impairment. Only a quarter had no cognitive. So just these inverse. I mean, it may be conditions of poverty. It may be, urban life or poor nutrition. African-American individuals had more than double the odds of white individuals of having a diagnosis of mild cognitive impairment or dementia. They say these findings suggest that unrecognized cognitive impairment is ubiquitous among individuals from underrepresented minoritarized groups and socially vulnerable older adults, aka poor people, receiving primary care from federally qualified health centers. There is a need to develop timely, equitable, scalable, and sustainable approaches for early detection of cognitive impairment. So, I mean, this is, a shame for America that and I think this represents a fairly sizable proportion of the population, that over 65s who are poor, disadvantaged, urban dwellers, or perhaps rural dwellers on poor diets and with poor medical care, that there is such a high degree, the majority of individuals over 65 suffer from some form of cognitive impairment, if not dementia, full-on dementia, and only a quarter are cognitively normal. That is a scary statistic. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your cardiovascular health, Clinical Cardio 6, Ubiquinol, and K2, MK7, and D3. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients and botanicals that are known to promote optimal cardiovascular health by supporting healthy blood pressure, arterial flexibility, cellular energy production, neutralization of free radicals, protection against oxidative stress, and promotion of healthy vascular structures. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Time for another of our recorded phone calls from 877-726-8255. Let's hear it.
I have a question on how much vitamin D should a person in a 6-year remission with Hodgkin's lymphoma take per day. And I was told today by a PA that taking collagen to help your joints and skin, everything, is a myth because your body makes its own collagen. And answers to these would be great. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, great. Yes, there is a connection between vitamin D levels and the prognosis for people with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And so it's important for patients with Hodgkin's disease and lymphoma in general to have adequate levels of vitamin D because here's just one study in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. They found that pretreatment vitamin D deficiency was associated with significantly poorer progression-free and overall survival in patients receiving treatment for Hodgkin's lymphoma. Low levels and even insufficient levels were associated with poor outcomes. And so I would recommend that you take adequate vitamin D. You see, it's not a one-size-fits-all to achieve optimal vitamin D levels. You can, some people achieve vitamin D levels that are good with 1,000 or 2,000 a day. Others may require 5,000 or even more per day. So I would begin taking 5,000, and after about 3 months or so, I would check your levels. And I would shoot, you know, for a patient of mine, I would shoot for a level of 60 or 70, even as high as 80, you know, perhaps not over 100, because that's the threshold for toxicity. But however much it takes to achieve high normal levels would be a hedge against recurrence of Hodgkin's disease. And congratulations that he's in remission. Okay, so is taking collagen a myth because your body makes its own? I don't believe that's the case. I mean, the same argument could be made for certain vitamins that, you know, may be synthesized in the body. I mean, there's some evidence that there's synthesis of some vitamins in the body, and so you don't need to take them. Well, you do need to take them. They are essential. Same thing goes for something that's optional, like creatine. Is there a role for creatine, even though your body makes creatine? Well, I take additional creatine every day because I believe it supports muscle metabolism. And also, it may have a role for the brain, and its levels decline as you age. So taking it is a reasonable anti-aging strategy. Same thing with collagen. Collagen production declines as you age, and taking additional oral collagen has been shown to have a benefit for skin, hair, nails, as well as joints and all the connective tissue in your body, including, I might add, the connective tissue in your arteries. I mean, we tend to overlook that fact, is that connective tissue lines your arteries. And to the extent that collagen declines, the elasticity of your blood vessels may decline. So, yeah, I think there is a role for collagen. You know, I think that this speaks to the woeful miseducation or lack thereof around the field of nutrition for health practitioners. And, you know, one of the things I'm working on is with my alma mater, my medical school, is to, and I just talked to some med students there about ways of enhancing nutrition education at my school, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. And they're gung-ho. They really, they crave that information. It's important lifestyle medication, lifestyle medicine that can really make America healthy again, to use a well-worn phrase. Are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Well, I believe in this product. It's MitoPure. I use it daily in my shakes or on fruit as a powder. It's the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure works on mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. And as we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. I've reviewed it, and I find it credible. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of Urolithin A, and since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. This item is quite an interesting study. It's a study from China. And it's about dry eye, real common problem. You know, it affects a high percentage of people, and they use sometimes powerful drugs, immunosuppressant drugs, to treat it. Expensive drugs, drugs with side effects. This study looked at the effects of laughter versus an active treatment, which is hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is a moisturizing agent, and it can be helpful for dry eye. So the control was not a placebo. It was an active ingredient, something that does work on dry eye. And so I just don't know how they set up this research, but they got a group of volunteers to laugh 30 times per five-minute session. And they had to vocalize the phrases. This is from Chinese. He, 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 ha, 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 cheese, 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 cheek, 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 ha, 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 30 times per five-minute session. And it got them to laugh. And what they found is it increased the secretions of tears that helped to alleviate dry eye in a way comparable to sodium hyaluronic acid. So there you have it. All right. Thanks very much for joining us. Check out drhoffman.com for all things intelligent medicine. Have yourselves a safe and healthy weekend.